welcome once again to Member Care Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger. And the need for fathers in Christ. Well, we're talking about spiritual mentors and those who can be, in effect, a spiritual father for those who are new believers or perhaps just need some help in figuring out how things work from a spiritual perspective. Edmund Speaker is back with us today, and he has some thoughts on this. And Edmund, please share with us what's on your heart.
For quite some time, I have been concerned with the quality of the relationships among Christians in ministry organizations and even in the church. Often there's just a superficial kind of interest and no real commitment to each other. The primary focus is no any longer about people, rather the cause or the ministry itself. Now, by saying this, I confess that I too have been guilty of the same kind of attitude during the earlier years of my leadership in ministry. I remember having on my desk a sign that read, "If you don't have what to do, don't do it here." I was focused on the task at hand and just didn't understand at the time that people are more important than all our programs and projects. Today I regret the many occasions I lost when I could have been a mentor and encourager to my co-workers. There's more to our calling than being success models and hard workers. If we become unloving and objective taskmasters, without a genuine love for those we work with and insensitive to the Spirit of God, we are out of tune with the Lord of the harvest and insensitive to the Spirit of God.
Dear friends, this is MemCare by Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger, your host, and you just heard Edmund Speaker, who is with us again today to speak about a very pressing issue in the Christian community, namely the need for fathers in Christ. Thank you for staying with us for the next 15 minutes here on MemCare by Radio. Edmund, welcome once again to MemCare by Radio. As a father, I deeply care for my two boys. I love them, and I really am willing to die for them. And I would assume that any father by nature has the same concerns. What led you to call our attention to the need for fathers in Christ?
Well, Scott, I too am a father and even a grandfather. And yes, I agree that one can assume that there's a sense of duty built in to being a father, to care for his offsprings. When God instituted the family, he wanted for father and mothers to care for their offsprings. Mm. But we live in a fallen world. Sin and selfish behavior have corrupted the most intimate family relationships. Nevertheless, God still provides us with a father model that is given through his very character.
Okay.
Even when we fail as fathers and mothers, he is always faithful. And he wants to transform us into fathers and mothers who reflect him to those he entrusted to us. In his father's heart, he made the greatest of all sacrifices that love ever could give. He offered his begotten son, the Lord Jesus, as a payment for our sins, to die on Calvary and to bring redemption and restoration for everyone who now believes. We read in Psalm 103:13, "Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." And to his people who go through the mess of broken relationships and family relationships, he says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me."
Edmund, why is it then that we struggle so much to understand the vital importance of becoming fathers in Christ? And how can one apply these amazing deep principles of sacrificial love and care in the church or in Christian service?
Scott, our conditioning as human beings is to live selfish lives. Even the believer in Christ must constantly guard against this natural tendency. That is why the Bible admonishes us to walk in the Spirit in order not to carry out the desires of the flesh. As long as my focus is on my own comfort or my own rights, I'm satisfying self or the flesh. But the moment I live God-focused and through the power of His indwelling Spirit become available to serve with sacrificial love, I will be ready to be a spiritual father. A good natural father will provide food, shelter, and education for his children. A spiritual father is committed not only to give all that, but he will also provide a role model for his children in relation to their character development and spiritual growth. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians that they had many guardians or educators, but only a few fathers. There's quite a difference between these two roles. An educator transfers skills and knowledge because this is his profession. His pupil is of interest at the point of his or her willingness to learn and his capacity to learn. When the course is finished, so is a relationship. But a father's interest goes beyond the learning and equipping of his child. It is written in blood. Fathers have a permanent commitment of love to their children, even if they are bad learners. It is on this point that we experience the family of Christ. Those who accepted Christ as their personal saviors were born into the family of God. The Bible says, "You were bought with a price." And that price was the blood Jesus shed on the cross for our redemption. And another passage affirms, "We who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Believers in Christ belong to the same family of God, or the universal church. A family is made up of parents and children. It is here that the Apostle Paul calls attention to the need for fathers in the Church of Christ.
And by the way, Edmund, the Apostle John speaks in God's Word very clearly about the different stages of development in the Christian life when he makes a clear distinction between little children, young men, and fathers in his first letter.
Exactly, Scott. And please, why don't you go ahead and read the passage in 1 John, the epistle you are referring to.
Very well, here it is. "I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one."
Well, according to this passage, fathers are those Christians who know the Lord intimately and understand his purpose in the life and history of man. They have come to maturity and discovered that spiritual fatherhood goes beyond the physical family relations. The Apostle Paul writes about the need to be mature in our thinking in order to be spiritually discerning people. I had personally the privilege to encounter men of God who have been like spiritual fathers to me. They were godly in character and became mentors, encouragers, sharpeners, who invested their life in me by showing genuine Christian love and support when I needed it most. I wouldn't have made it in the ministry without them. Scott, as you know, part of my joy in ministry is to regularly lead some mission teams. And not too long ago, we were in Brazil with a team from a church here in the U.S. And the Brazilian church was financially really poor. 66% of the members were unemployed. Nevertheless, they were so rich in their love, in their joy in the Lord, and spontaneous praise that actually all of us felt that they had been the real givers in this partnership project.
You know, it's so often that I hear that as well.
When a
team from a supposedly wealthier nation or church goes to one that is considered more impoverished, and who's teaching who?
Exactly. And then here was Ashley, 18 years old, when we shared for the last time, like in a debriefing meeting, she said with tears in her eyes, "I have never been loved so much, not even in my own family." The Brazilian Christians personalized the love of God to me as I had never felt before. And she said that she felt really God's call into ministry right there.
Oh, that's terrific.
So these people in Brazil minister to Ashley and to all of us. And as a result, Ashley felt motivated to commit herself to serving the Lord full time.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So the role of a spiritual father is to motivate his fellow Christians and to influence them to commit themselves to serving God with all their heart. I think, therefore, we can celebrate our relationships in the family of God and as we equip each other in love. And if we do that, we will be most effective in building the kingdom of God and hopefully be acting like spiritual fathers to each other.
Well, Edmund, thank you so much for what you had to say today. I think of a man whose name I will not share on the air, but he's originally from Haiti. A brilliant man of God, just so deep. And he's only a couple of years older than me, really. Spiritually, I feel as though he's 30 or 40 more years than that, older than me, just by his spiritual depth and maturity. And I have learned much from Diumem, and I wish that I could sit at his feet more and learn, because he has that quality. He just is so rich in the Lord.
And you make a very important point, Scott. It really is not about chronological age that makes us fathers. It's really about our walk with Christ and our spiritual maturity. And here, really, many can become fathers in Christ to others who might sometimes even be older than themselves.
Right. Thank you very much, Edmund.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.